Hi everyone, welcome to another episode of OEM TV. I'm Eric Mills. I do Windows Server Marketing at Microsoft, and you're going to like this video because we're going to talk about the Essentials Edition of Windows Server, and specifically the Essentials Dashboard in Windows Server. If you are a small business, or if you're a Microsoft partner that services small businesses, you may know about the Essentials Edition of Windows Server 2016. It's our lowest cost edition. It is meant to be the operating system that works in the first server for a company. So if you have a small company that is 25 or fewer users or 50 or fewer devices, then Essentials may be a good fit for you. The nice thing about the Essentials Edition is it has the Essentials Dashboard. This is a wizard interface that just takes you step by step through the most common activities that you'll need to do with your server operating system. Many people that don't have a server may be using a desktop as a server, which is a bad idea, or using a laptop as a server, even worse. If you're running server workloads, you probably do want something that's really optimized for uptime, and that's what a server is. So with the Essentials Edition and the Essentials Dashboard, it really makes it super easy to do the most common things that you want to do. So things like adding and removing users, setting up backup for your clients and for your server, enabling remote web access is very easy with the Essentials Edition. And with the 2016 version of Essentials, it now makes it even easier than ever before to connect your on-premises Essentials server up to the cloud. And so you can connect to Microsoft Azure or Office 365 or several other services. And so a lot of small businesses these days are choosing to run both an on-prem server for local file storage and local apps and backup and that kind of thing, plus a connection up to the cloud where they can access email and collaboration and, you know, the backup services in Azure and some of the just business continuity and disaster recovery functionality built into Azure. So there's really a lot to gain by running an on-prem server with Essentials or another edition of Windows Server and connecting up to the cloud to have just a seamless IT infrastructure that allows you to really have the best of both worlds. So with this Essentials Edition demo that you're about to see, Paul's going to show you what that dashboard looks like. He's going to create a new user. He's going to click through some of the options and show you how easy it is to create those users, to set up file sharing, to set up backup, to connect it up to the cloud, to monitor everything all from one screen so you can see how everything works. So this is a really short video, but it's straight to the point on the Essentials Dashboard just to show you how easy that is to use. I hope you love the video, and I hope to see you next time on OEM TV.
Hello, everyone. This demo is a brief overview of Windows Server 2016 Essentials. So Windows Server Essentials offers a flexible, affordable, and easy-to-use server solution for small businesses with up to 25 users and 50 devices. And what we'll be covering here is basically the dashboard. And one of the first things you see is there's home, users, devices, storage, and applications. And we'll go through each one of these, but there's also this Get Started pane, and then Health Monitoring and Health Report. For the Get Started, there's setup, services, a quick status on where you are in terms of your configuration, and then an environment for help. So for setup, we're already here. This dashboard provides a very easy and intuitive way to set up this server environment. So in setup, the first one we've got here is Get Updates from Microsoft Products, and basically when you select it, it just allows you to get those updates. Then you can add user accounts, and I can click here to add user accounts. And I can add a user very quickly. And they can either be a standard user or an administrator. Click Next. And then in terms of access to the shared folder for the company, I can give them read-write or read-only or no access. Let's give them read-write. Say Next. And Windows Server 2016 Essentials allows anywhere access. So we can set that for this user and say what this user actually has access to. And then go ahead and create that account. And it's done. And the way an individual would connect to this server, it gives you the URL here. And just to quickly show you what that would look like. So when the user connects via that URL, they would be requested to download software, and it's for Windows or for the Mac, and it installs the software that can automatically connect them to their Windows Server 2016 Essentials environment. Very easy, very intuitive. Okay, so go ahead and close that one. And if I need to add server folders, I could do that. And I guess we can just do it very quickly and take a look at it. And just give it a name, give it a location. And you can see I've got this particular server, and I've got two drives on that server, and I can create folders wherever I need to. And then set up a server backup. So it allows you to set up the server backup. That one takes some time, so I won't go through it. Then I can set up Windows Defender. And it is enabled right now, so that's the anti-malware that's available on Windows Server. And then set up anywhere access so that individuals in my organization can connect or VPN in using the certificates that are in Windows Server 2016 Essentials. And then there's a health reporting page, and I can customize the health report settings. And I can set up a client restore service so that the clients that connect into this environment can have a backup and restore environment as well. And then I can obviously connect computers into this environment. So all of these very, very easy to set up and very easy to get it going. Now this next area with services is just fantastic. So the ability to do easy integration with Microsoft Cloud Services exists right here in a single place. So if I want a connection with Azure Active Directory for things like single sign-on into SaaS applications using AD Connect, I can do so. If I want to connect directly to Office 365 and have Office 365 available to my end users, I can do so. If I want to connect into Intune so that I can manage this environment, manage the server environment, and also manage the client environments that I've got, I can do that as well. And then connect to an Azure virtual network. So in Azure, you can set up a virtual network, and that virtual network is basically your networking bubble inside of Azure, which is a multi-tenant environment. So I can go ahead then and connect my Windows Server 2016 Essentials into that virtual network where I may have databases running or individual applications, or be part of a global application environment if that's what I've got set up. Very fantastic stuff. And then I can use Azure Backup if I want to. So I can then backup locally, but then also backup to the cloud as well, into Azure. And then there's Azure Recovery. So I can use Azure Recovery services so that I can integrate with the disaster recovery environment that's in Azure. And I can also integrate with the Exchange server. And then I can get a quick status. And here we see we've got three user accounts, we've got four server folders, basically the server folders that were set up during installation. My backup is off, my Windows Defender is on, I don't have anywhere access on, and my health reports settings are off. I'm using the default settings for the health monitoring and the health reports. Okay, so let's take a look at that. So the next, because we were kind of on the health reports, you know, here's Get Started and then Health Monitoring. So I can monitor my environment via a single dashboard and see what's going on. And then the health reports, I've already generated one, but what we do is generate a health report here by clicking here, generate a health report, and it will collect the data and then create a new report. So if I open that up, this is the status of this environment. Pretty neat. Now, if we go up here, you know, we talked about users. So I've got the admin user, and I've got user 1 and user 2. And then for devices, the only device I have currently configured with this one is the server itself, but it's here, and it tells me what the update status is, and on and on. And then storage. These are the folders that were created during install, and I can go ahead and even move these folders or add more folders if that's what I want to do. So it's interesting that for computer backups, you know, if I want to move the folder to another drive or to a network share or wherever, you know, you want to back up to, I can go ahead and do that. So I clicked move the folder. It gives me an option automatically right here to go to the D drive if that's where I want to go. So it's very, very easy to move entire folders. And so then once I move that folder, the system knows I've moved that folder. So I don't have to go in and reconfigure anything. It does it for me. Very valuable. And then in terms of applications, I have no add-ins installed here, but if there were, then they would show up in this list. So let's go back to home. And then the get started area. and then health monitoring, which is where I would probably stay. Hopefully this demo has given you a good idea about Windows Server 2016 Essentials and how it's flexible and very easy to use.